You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So I've spoken about the vernacular internet and what the government is doing to build a vernacular internet for quite a while on this podcast now. But you know, every internet journey begins with registering a domain. So there's really nobody better to talk about this than GoDaddy, which is the largest domain registrar in the world. So I figured I would pose some questions to Nikhil Arora, who's the managing director and vice president of GoDaddy in India. Hi Nikhil, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hi.
So Nikhil, I'm going to quickly start with the obvious question. I've been talking about a vernacular internet on this podcast for a while. But what does a vernacular internet really mean for companies like GoDaddy?
Yes. Just stepping back and looking at, you know, where India is moving towards internet adoption, right? As you probably stated on your podcast and in the past, that the next 200 million set of internet users in India are going to be from, you know, non-English speaking parts of the country, and hence, the whole discussion around vernacular. Vernacular essentially, you know, in a layman's term, right? I mean, it's all about different languages, right? I mean, how do you consume internet? How do you use internet in different languages? And, you know, at GoDaddy, I think the first place we realize, even to explain people, right, what is internet? Because I think when you're talking about vernacular, you're going in different parts of the country where people are not even fully aware of the power of internet and what internet can do for them, you know, for their own ventures and their own, you know, individual, things they are doing. So it's education. And so the first thing we always do about is educate people in multiple language about internet, right? As GoDaddy, we run campaigns in, you know, seven different languages, you know, south, north, east, west. So we can explain to somebody who's never been on the internet or perhaps has some, you know, perception about the internet that, you know, what does it mean to have access to this power of internet, right? So education in the language people understand is like the first step in my mind, you know, around vernacular, right? The second step is around providing people the support because people have consumed internet in some sort of a English way without knowing English as their first language, right? So there's always what we call DIFM, right? Do it for me. So our customer care really gets involved in different languages, you know, speaking to people from different languages so they can explain, you know, the same concept. So I think just to put in perspective, I think education is the first part in the vernacular internet. Now, generally, you know, from what it means, vernacular, I think, you know, domains like, you know, .bharat, right, which is an initiative of Nixi, is around, you know, vernacular, right, that it represents whether you're doing it in Hindi or you're doing in other languages. And I think the development of web in regional languages, right, that's all about vernacular. So if you're in South India, you know, you're consuming, you know, Tamil or Telugu, or if you're in Gujarat and about Gujarat, the Gujarati and so on, right? So what we've been doing at GoDaddy is, obviously we've been partnering with Nixi and, you know, supporting Vocal for Local mission and also really promoting, you know, the .in, which is our country level, you know, domain name here. And it's really, I think if you think about it, we're only 2.5 million .ins in a country of, say, 600 plus internet users, right? So runway, even on a basic .in, is huge. Imagine the potential on vernacular.
What would be the difference between having, say, a .in domain and .bharat domain? How are they sort of fundamentally different?
I think it's, you know, the first starting point is the kind of, in a layman's term, the extension, right? So if you build a business, you think about calling it, www.groceryselling.in, right, versus groceryselling.bharat. So essentially, what is a domain, right? Domain is about naming your dream. And every business who starts with an idea wants to name that idea, right? And that's where domain name comes in. Now, the extension represents perhaps either the geography or language, right? And so .in, people perceive it's an Indian level .in, right? But there also it can represent internet.in, it can represent international.in, right? So it can represent internet, which is .in, though in reality it is .in represents India, right? So the difference is that one is more popular than the other. Basically, you know, as I shared the earlier, .in is really 2.5 million young, and I think we want to get it to 10x where it is now. .bharat is relatively new. You know, it is an initiative, from Nixi, which basically is also going to be building upon bringing languages into .bharat. So if there is a Hindi, domain name, in that sense. But layman's difference is really .in is far more popular. So when you are a business, right, and you start a business, you want to be discovered, right? And when when people put your business on Google or whatever search engine they use. So .in obviously is a lot more discoverable today than .bharat, because .bharat is in the early stages.
Of course. And to that point, do you see demand for the .bharat domains, or do you see demand for Hindi and vernacular domains from your end?
Yeah, so I think given the given where the world is, India is moving towards, right? Obviously, regional content is going to be a big part of that journey, right? So we at GoDaddy now today also have websites in both Hindi and English, right? I think the demand is going to be there. I think if you think of phases, right, initially the demand is going to be more from an educational content point of view. Because if you step back and say, okay, what does regional content mean, right? I mean, basically, and how do these regional content become successful, right? The opportunity really sounds very exciting. But the first path is to build users for that, right? And it's not as straightforward, as perhaps we'd like to be, because there is a process of understanding the user who behaves very differently from a typical, you may say, whether it's an English guy or a Hindi speaking guy, right? Then secondly, once you have a regional language content, right, as a business, you have to monetize it, right? So, how do you make money about, around vernacular content, right? So advertising, right? Is the path going to be same as English content or different, right? And so I think these are some of the things to think through, but I think it'll be a journey of first putting out more educational content in regional languages, because education is consumed the most in our country, right? People want to learn or kind of absorb. And then the second step would be, out of that educational content, how do you convert into monetization?
Got it. When the sort of the dot-com boom first began, like the early 1990s, of course, everybody was buying dot-com domains. And at that point, we didn't have this sort of problem of discoverability that we have today. I mean, obviously, because we didn't know what the internet would become, right? So discoverability still sort of used to happen between people telling each other about websites and so on. Now, today we have, let's say, a Google or any other search engine or Facebook where you go for discoverability. So you mentioned that, .bharat, there is this aspect of knowing about these domains and all. Do you think it can be more difficult, or how do you think the whole, vernacular aspect will fit into the mainstream internet in the long run?
Yeah, so I think, it depends on ultimately the goal of users, right? Now, there would be certain users who want to, we assume that a person sitting in a tier 4 town in India does not want to do. It really depends. The starting point is, what is the goal of the user when they come to internet, right? A user may be sitting in a tier 4 town, but his or her aspiration to sell it in Europe or Latin America or other parts of Africa and so on, right? If that's his goal, right, he or she would want to have his or her content in English, because that's their goal. And there may be a user who's sitting in tier 4 town and only wants to serve customers around in tier 4 towns, right? So they're having the vernacular their own regional content becomes important, right? So I think one is to, you know, for us to not assume that just because users are going to be coming from non-English speaking parts, that they only want to do business in non-English speaking parts of the world, right? And I think that's the number one thing we need to clear. So as a provider, we want to provide options for whether you want to be hyper-local or you want to be hyper-global or you want to be global-global, right? So that's number one. Number two is, I think, like anything, right, I always believe that we are still so early in even the domains world today. If you think of domains penetration in India, right, it is less than 1%, about just 1% in the entire internet population, right? I mean, if you look at India generally, the number of domain names in India, you know, active or passive are, you know, maybe 5 to 6 million, which is on an internet base of, let's say, 600, 700 million, right? That compared to other countries, right, where there is 20% domain penetration, 35% domain penetration, right? So we had a lot of runway to go. Now the journey is that an English journey or is it a vernacular journey? And I think it's kind of a combination. But the way to promote a .Bharat, or the way to promote regional content, is to ultimately, A, educate people what is domain name and what does it do, and, you know, and B, how can, you know, why are you making it in a regional language? Because a lot of people would just make it because it's, you know, it is their own, you know, language which they speak. But then if their goal is to monetize it, then yeah, they have to realize that the people have to come on their, you know, on the content to consume it. And then somebody, you know, if they're thinking of advertising, right, that the advertisers who are going to, you know, pay for it and so on, right? So I think the journey starts with driving awareness of the benefits of the domains. And I believe whether it's .in or .bharat or other extensions, unless we drive that awareness of why you're building your domain and what reason. Now, you know, in India, as you know, right, I mean, we got 15 scripts, 22 languages, right, and so on, right? So not only .bharat, right, there's a possibility of 7 or 8 or 10 more domains, right? But if you see today, the penetration of .bharat continues to be low, maybe 5,000 or something like that, right? And so the reason is because people are still thinking about how to monetize it, and the businesses are thinking about whether they should advertise on these kind of vernacular platforms. So there is a need, but I think the model from, I would say, proof of concept to monetization is still, you know, kind of getting proven, right? So as I always say, you have to have content in all languages, but what is that content for? Is it for education or is it for monetization? You know, they're two very different things.
And for companies like GoDaddy, what kind of work do you have to put in to accommodate these, you know, new vernacular domains? Is it as easy as saying that, oh, you have sort of more products to offer now? You know, is there more work that you have to put in all of this?
So I think, you know, our partner Nixi, right, and we work closely with Nixi. We recently did some initiatives with them around promoting .in. So once Nixi, you know, has these vernacular domain extensions, right, our job then becomes is to say, okay, how do we drive awareness and promote them, right? Because, you know, there's a registry which creates these domain names, and there are registrars like us who really go out and drive awareness, right? So our work comes in to educate the consumer on, you know, what are the benefits of that particular domain name, right? And so sometimes people, like, for example, sometimes you're searching for a domain name and it's just not available, right? A lot of times people search for something in .com. But it's not available. So then they don't go for other extensions. Sometimes they know they want a .in, and then also it's not available, right? So I think our job is to really, one, kind of educate customers that here are the variety of domain extensions available. Secondly, you know, we partner with the ecosystem around the web designers who help advise these customers as to what is the objective of your business, because ultimately, you know, your domain name should satisfy the objective of your business, right? Again, if you're serving, you know, somebody very hyper local and they don't know English, then, you know, regional language content and regional language websites are perhaps going to be critical. Whereas if you're serving, again, somebody which is kind of, you know, a kind of a global citizen, it's not, right? So I think our role becomes on driving awareness, driving education, you know, creating offers for customers which are fairly attractive, you know, so that way they can afford it, and really continue to partner with Nixi to, you know, find ways to elevate this message, because the number one challenge for every new domain extension which comes are people even aware that a .bharat exists, right? So how do you drive awareness, right? How do you drive education? How do you evangelize? Because the challenge is people don't even know that a .bharat would exist. But even when they know it exists, then what does .bharat do, right? And how does it help, you know, an individual business? You know, for some people, it could be, hey, I just want my online identity as an individual. I'm an Indian and I want to be called myself Nikhil.bharat. You know, that's a good reason to have .bharat. But if I'm a business person and I'm trying to sell, you know, to different parts of the country, then also, you know, a dot in a dot Bharat will make sense. But if I'm a person who wants to do global business and I want to be discovered on the search engine, you know, maybe the dot in will, you know, rank higher than dot Bharat, right? So I think the first thing our job becomes is, one is to provide a portfolio of all possible domain names to the, you know, to the consumer. And then also wherever possible, you know, our job is to really educate and drive awareness to all our consumers on all the possible benefits, right? Whether if they are a kind of a person, if they're a business who is just trying to get a domain name for their own identity, then what does .in versus .bharat do? And you know, what does .com do, and so on, right? So our overall role in the ecosystem is, you know, give a portfolio of options of all domain names, help educate them about benefits of different domain names, give attractive pricing offers so they can afford, and provide the right customer support, because I cannot over amplify the role of customer support, because a lot of times people just, though it's as simple as buying a domain name, they have 10 other questions, right? So providing that customer support in the language they understand is very critical.
So there you have it. Building a vernacular internet and buying domains that are under .bharat or other vernacular titles is not just about buying the domain and going with it. There is a discoverability aspect to it. You have to wonder what you're making the website for. And Nikhil has helped us understand it to some extent. Thanks a lot, Nikhil, for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.